Praise the name of the Lord. Oh, praise the name of the Lord God for another day in the land of the living. This is day number 4 of our prayer and fasting. And this morning, we want to look at the agreement with the will of God. In the heart of every believer is the desire to walk closely with God. We know that He too desires a close relationship with each one of us. A key to having a strong level of spiritual intimacy with God is living in agreement with His will for our lives. In the book of Genesis chapter 5 and verse 22, we read of Enoch and see that his life modeled a long journey, walking consistently with God. For it says, "And Enoch walked with God after he begat Methuselah 300 years and begat sons and daughters." So let's look at it right here. We see it is a personal relationship that you have to have with God. He didn't say Enoch and his family. He said Enoch walked with God. Enoch walked with God. I like to read my name into the scriptures and pray that I live to that level. So I'll read it. "And Godfrey walked with God." And if you read your name into it, it replaces Enoch with your name. Okay? But Enoch lived a powerful life. He was a man that walked in agreement with God's will and lived a life pleasing to God. He just didn't walk in the will of God, but his entire life, his whole life, was pleasing to God. Many years after, Paul wrote in the book of Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 5. He said, "By faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God." Hallelujah. We all need to have a similar testimony or a direct testimony like Enoch. It is one thing to know God's will for our lives. It's another to live in agreement with His will. In order to enjoy the best life that God has for us, we must first understand that God does not change. God does not change. And earlier, I think it was on day number 2, we did say that He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And He does not change. Whatever He was yesterday, He is today and will be the same tomorrow. "I, the Lord God, I change not." But we sometimes must. God does not change, but we sometimes must. We must change from our sinful, slothful ways into a righteous and holy way of the Lord. We must change from the things that beset us, the things that pull us down, and change to the things that uplift us. Let's honestly seek to know and agree with God's will for our lives. For the level of our agreement with God will determine the degree of closeness in our walk with Him.
Amen.
Amen. Pray today that we can walk in agreement with God and enjoy the life that He desires us to have in Christ. And this walk calls for total surrender to Him. Even the songwriter, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, when he wrote those words, he said, "All to Jesus I surrender." He didn't say some, he said all. And we must be in total surrender to Him to enjoy the life that He desires us in Christ. Amos chapter 3 and verse 3 say, "Can two walk together except they be agreed?" Can two walk together except they be agreed? Who are you in agreement with today? Who are you walking with this morning? In this life, you need an agreement with God. Otherwise, we are going to fail. And if you don't want to pay attention to the foregoing, we could just take this sentence. In this life, you and I need an agreement with God. Otherwise, we are going to fail. Take the advice of the prophet Amos and go for a closer walk with God. Oh, for a closer walk with God, a calm and a heavenly frame. A calm and a heavenly rest. Let it be a light to you first and then to others around you. Day number 4. Let us get into an agreement with God so we can enjoy the life that He desires us to have in Christ Jesus. May our Heavenly Father grant unto us the desire to change, the desire to surrender our all unto Him, so we can have this closer walk with You. Help us to be in agreement with Your word and with You. Bless us individually. Bless us collectively. In Jesus Christ's name, we ask with thanksgiving. Amen and amen.